This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And it is Thursday and it is a nice sunny day out. And we are here with some non-scale wins and a Dear DST. And we're coming off an amazing launch of DST Back for Seconds, which is not our non-scale win, but I think it's a podcast win because we are just so excited that you guys love this shit. Sammy, do you want to tell everybody what DST Back for Seconds is?
Of course I do. Of course I want to tell everybody.
Okay, tell everyone.
Okay, sometimes on this podcast, there are some things you want to talk about, but we're a little afraid to have them go like so far and wide because, you know, the world can be judgmental. You guys are here. You guys experience it. But
we really want to say these things like, when we know the audience are like diehard DSTers, right?
It's like there's a comfort level where like, you know, you're not just going to spill all your secrets to someone the second you meet them. They might not respect you or like be receptive of your vulnerability.
Yeah.
But when you get to know someone better and you know that you can trust them, you feel more comfortable revealing more things about yourself, right?
Correct.
Typically. Okay, so DST Back for Seconds is like our version of that for this podcast. We're going to be doing two premium episodes a month, which are basically separate. You cannot get them unless you're a subscriber. They're going to be about 30 minutes each. So, you know, who knows how long we could go with these. And we're really just going to be getting like a bit more personal, a bit more behind the scenes in these episodes. So that's the main feature. If you're a subscriber, you will get all of our regular episodes as well. You will get them ad-free. You won't have to listen to any ads. And you'll get them a day early. So your Sunday episode will come out on Saturday and your Thursday episode will come out on Wednesday.
Yes.
So that's all if you're a subscriber for $2.99 a month. You get those two extra episodes, all of our regular episodes ad-free, and you get them a day early. However, if you're not, you know, you're not into this, you're not a subscriber, DST is not changing. So you're still going to get your Sunday episode. You're still going to get your Thursday episode. They're going to be just as good as ever. They're going to be just as personal as ever. But for someone who wants a premium subscription, you can go a little deeper. And that is what DST Back for Seconds is.
That was great, Sammy. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It was amazing. Well, speaking of Thursday's episode, this is a Thursday episode. And let's get into some non-scale wins, shall we?
We shall.
Okay.
Should we do the audience one first?
Yes. Let's read audience non-scale win or DST or non-scale win. And I can do the honors.
Okay.
Dear Aileen and Sammy, I am obsessed with all things Betches and have loved following you guys and seeing the evolution of DST. It's because of you that I have embraced turning 30. I think of my 20s as a rough draft, quote unquote. I really wanted to lose 30 pounds before turning 30. And I kept seeing things on social media, thanks algorithm, about what I, quote, should have accomplished by now. After a damn good meal and a heart-to-heart with one of my besties, I realized F that. And I wrote my own list of things I have accomplished / gotten through all before turning 30. That list includes leaving a toxic relationship and living on my own for the first time in my life, adopting a puppy and not completely hating my body anymore. If it weren't for DST, the IG pod FB community, Plus all of the other accounts, I think I would have fallen victim to all the other shit we see online. I wasn't a hugger pre-COVID, but now that I'm all vexed up, I might want to hug you guys, JK, but would really love to meet you someday. Love, 30, flirty, and thriving. This is such a good one.
That's a great one. She seems like she has what all of us want, you know?
This is just great. I love a list.
Love a list. I think it's great that she actually like took account of her own things that she's proud of, because I feel like we don't do that enough. I think that we all probably spend a lot of our time focusing on, or just letting like the small inadequacies that we feel about ourselves get in the way. But I think it helps to have a list of like those really big things that you've accomplished, so you can remind yourself like, okay, I might have this small problem or have made this small mistake today, but overall, like, my track record is not bad.
Agreed. And not bad. It's even something to be proud of.
Totally.
I really love that. And I think that I like how she turned the shoulds on their head, because they can really get to you. And I really, I can relate to that. So I, and it has you living in the moment rather than in the outside or the future or the I wish I had, or, you know, like all the negative. And so I really like this. What is your win?
Okay, here's a win that I'm going to say, even though it wasn't the one I was thinking of originally. It has to do with communication. The other one is like, I can use it anytime. But this one is about communication.
Okay.
Which I don't consider myself a great communicator unless I have time to like write out exactly what I'm going to say and then send it via email or read what I wrote. Like, I just don't like feel like I'm great at communicating exactly what I want clearly in the moment, or like not what I want, even just like how I feel, whatever it is.
Okay.
So I was a little bit annoyed at Avi last week because he stayed out late 3 nights in a row, like so late for like work drinks, and just like was out till one night he was out till like 3 a.m. and I'm just like was really annoyed about like the 3 nights in a row, and I was like upset about it. I don't even know why I was upset, because I was like,
I was gonna ask you, could you pinpoint why though?
Like, my first question was like, is it a trust thing? I was like, no, I do trust him. Is it a resentment thing, like that you're just like out gallivanting and I'm like home with the dogs? Or is it just like, or is it just like sort of like pointless annoyance? Like, you know what I mean? Just sort of like irritation.
Just the principle.
Just for the kick. Yes, just the principle of it. So I wasn't sure. Oh, and then over the weekend, he goes to like a bunch of concerts with his dad and his friends. And I'm like, of course I'm invited, but like, I don't want to go. So
I see those on Insta. Yeah.
Yeah, he's there now. Like, he's literally just been like, I've seen him like probably twice in the past week. Like, literally.
So he's living it up.
So he's living it up post-pandemic, and you know,
joie de vivre. He's experiencing the joie de vivre.
And like, I could go, but I actually just don't want to go, so I'm not going to go.
But you're pissed that he's going.
But I'm pissed that he's going. Okay. Right, exactly. So I was like talking to him. So I stayed with my mom over on Saturday night, because I was like, I should do something. Yeah. And I was like telling her how I was like annoyed. And she's like, well, have you thought of bringing it up? Instead of just like passive aggressively being annoyed, which I was the day before.
I've said that to you before, when you're like saying something to me about like, yeah, like, oh, I'm like this and this annoys me, and I'm like, did you mention it? And you're like, no, right. I want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, right. I'm like, I don't want to mention it. Like, then I'm being annoying. Okay, well, anyway, he got home, and the next day I mentioned it. And instead, and I, in the conversation, I was able to communicate like why it was bothering me and remained calm. And ultimately, he was really receptive to it.
Oh.
Without me like freaking out and starting a fight. And yeah.
Was there like a solve? Were you like...
Well, he wasn't like, I'm never going to do it again. But he was like, I understand like your point about like not wanting me out to be so, so late. And like, I understand that like why you think that's not a good look. And he's like, I will try not to do it frequently. And if I am doing it, I will like, it will be for a very special, necessary thing. And I will obviously like keep you you know, in the loop about it.
Communicate.
Because it's not like he was like, yeah, you know, like we'll discuss it more rather than I'm just like, oh, he's like, I'm going out late. And I'm like, okay, it's 3 a.m. and you're still not here.
Right. So your communication, you're saying you did it calmly.
My communication is the win. That I was able to have a conversation without being so angry because he wasn't like hearing me immediately.
Okay, good job. That's really hard.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I'm already out of breath thinking about it right now.
Communicating with your partner is really hard because you have to also pinpoint how you're feeling and then you have to share it in a way so that A, you're not blaming them for something, so that they don't get defensive. It's really, really hard. So good job.
Right. I also like didn't feel like I was being totally rational. Like I felt like I was being controlling for no reason.
There's always a reason. It's not like you're being controlling. You're sharing something. Like even if it's you're still, your feelings are valid. Like even if you were just kind of, I can feel that. Sometimes Rusty loves to go out. He loves to be out and about. And I'm like, why isn't being with me enough? Like in my head, I think that, but that's not entirely rational. It's just like emotional. And I also love to be with my friends, but you know that it's you still have that thought and that's valid, you know?
Right. His other thing is like, well, like you could do it too.
Right.
I'm
right,
like, I don't
right.
want to.
Right. Like, right. 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 Like, exactly. Like, but I want to hang out with you. He's like, we hang out so much.
Well, I also like said to him, I'm like, this is something else that I like said in my conversation with my mom. I was like, okay, well, it's not like when I'm home, I'm like being so attentive to him necessarily. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll just sit in other rooms or we'll be in the same room silently watching TV or like being on our phones because we've literally just been in each other's faces for a year. So it's like, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, well, it's not like I'm making home so fun and interactive that it's like I don't blame him for wanting to go out, but then I'm like, well, is that my fault?
But it's also not on you to make home all on you to make home so fun.
I know, but then I'm like, but I feel bad being like you can't go or like I don't want you to go when it's like,
yeah,
why can't you go? Why can't he go?
No, he can go, but maybe a solve would be like, oh, can we maybe make a plan together to do something we both like to do that would require that would make both of us happy? Maybe that could be like,
yes. Well, we have done that. So when he gets back from he's getting back from his run of shows tonight.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday, we are going to the Comedy Cellar and the Waverly Inn.
Oh,
remember
fun.
When we went there after the RBG movie?
Wait, what was the second place?
The Waverly Inn.
Oh, yeah. Cute place. Is that next to Niche Niche?
Yeah.
Niche Niche is a great restaurant.
I think they're close to each other. I think they're close to each other. We've been to Niche Niche, remember?
I know we had our party there, but I went there as a just to go out with Rusty, although, like, I wish I wasn't pregnant. I wish I wasn't pregnant because they do, like, wine pairings for every meal, and they have, like, the wine people. What are they called?
Sommelier.
Yeah. And they curate the wine and then they present, like they tell you the story of why, like to the whole restaurant. It's like a thing. It's kind of fun.
And
they have different chefs every week or if they're still doing that during COVID. But anyway, you should try it out. I think it's next to that place.
Yeah, I do think they are near each other, like in that little area.
Congratulations. My win is more superficial, but it is that I bought, I'm still really struggling with like buying clothes for my bod.
The bump?
My body, like my bump, my body.
Well, the bump is like sort of the main feature now.
The heat.
Yeah.
Like just all of it. It's just, and I ended up spending some time, and it's also such a pain in the fucking ass buying for stuff because like there's just bad quality stuff and there's no stores anymore in person where you can shop. And like, or it's
like, you need to order so much and then return so much.
Or there's like really expensive options. And I don't feel like really investing that much in a temporary time in my life. You know what I mean? So anyway, I went on Target and I was like, fuck this. I hear Target has great stuff. And I'm just going to do it. This isn't an ad for Target. I got some great dresses and I'm so happy. Because I like feel just happier that I have options. And I like spent some, I actually spent some time, you know, looking, and it was like a form of self-care in a way, because I was like putting it off and I was like, oh, like whatever, I'll just keep wearing my stupid like schlumpy ass shit. And and then I was like, okay, no, like let's spend some time. You'll feel really good about yourself. It was like an investment in my own self-care. And I bought some really cute stuff, and I have a pile of Target bags because nothing delivers at once. And I'm really excited to go try some stuff on. And I'm excited about that. But that was, it's just been really difficult.
Target has great stuff, cute and affordable, and we love Target.
I bought like shorts for maternity shorts. That's another thing. There's like maternity, nice denim maternity shorts for like $200. Like, no, I'm not doing that. So I bought some like Target shorts for like $25. I'm like, these'll do, like whatever.
Yeah, they don't need to like, also this isn't like the most social pregnancy time.
I also don't need to be like a fucking fashionista. Like, that's another thing. Like, whatever. I just need to be comfortable and presentable, and you know, I can style it up maybe a little. I think that's the key, which by the way, everybody should go listen to Betches Moms. We had Jenny from Your Soul Style on to talk about like how to style up an outfit to feel really good about yourself in pregnancy and postpartum. So everyone listen to that. But if you really,
you know, my mom actually wants to use Jenny as her stylist. Like, she's gonna do that.
She should. That's amazing. Ugh,
she's her. Like, I don't have anything to wear to California.
I love her. So no, anyway,
not Jenny, my mom.
I love both of them. Yeah. But yeah, that's my win. And I just also felt good about it because when it's so expensive. That's a great win.
Yeah.
Wasn't so expensive.
Maternity, yeah. Figuring out what to wear during pregnancy, like, I can't even imagine. Like, I mean, you can tell us, but yeah, no, it really is like genuinely so hard. Like, you still have this body, like you need to cover it somewhat, you know, to an appropriate level. Yeah.
You know, one thing that I keep meaning to talk about this maybe on Moms, but I'll just talk about it here. Because Brittany's on maternity leave and I have no one to talk to about it. do you remember in Friends when Rachel shows off her like fake belly, but belly, she wears a crop top.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene?
Kind of, yeah.
And I remember watching that, and I was like much younger. And I was like, that's weird. Like, kind of inappropriate. Is that appropriate? It's kind of cool. She looks hot. Like, she was showing off her belly, and no one ever did that before.
I feel like when we were little, like, belly buttons were like scandalous to show.
No, but she was pregnant. It was a pregnant belly. She was really pregnant on the show, and she wore a crop top. No, I wasn't just congratulating for wearing a crop top with her skinny ass body. I was a pregnant ass body. And she showed it off, and it was like weird because I've never seen that before. No one did that in any show or TV or magazines or anything. And it looked, and I still have that burned in my head as like, wow, that was like pretty big. And it's amazing that she embraced her bigger body, and she and they made a choice to make her to show up like that on the show. And I still remember that because I feel like it like sent a message to my little head at the time that it's like okay to embrace your like bump and your larger body, and like you should show it off, and it is sexy. And I just love that message, and I wanted to talk about it somewhere. And here I am.
The bump is fully a look. Like, you've seen those chic ass maternity shoots where they're like naked and like holding linens above them and like all that shit. Like, are you going to do a maternity shoot?
I don't, not like one of those.
Oh my God, please do it. So,
but that is different. Please do it. Yeah, like I could keep a straight face like that.
That'd be so funny. It'd be so funny. Please do it.
No, maybe I would do like one with a cute dress and like holding Rusty's hand, like not jeans. Fuck maternity jeans. I'm over it.
No, I like those shoots where it's like the jeans are open under the bump. I think that's cute.
Yeah, I'll think about it. But I think those are like sort of like Virgin Mary, like just whereas fucking Rachel just showing up with her cool ass crop top and like skirt, black skirt underneath her bump was just like edgy. And I liked that.
You could do that. That could be your maternity shoot theme.
My belly doesn't look like hers. I need to get tan.
That's why it's like more fun.
Yeah, maybe I'll wear like a cute, like I'm thinking maybe like a dress. We'll see. They're expensive. We'll see. I'm thinking about maybe doing like, I want to do a newborn shoot, but those you have to do like within 3 weeks postpartum. I'm like, who wants to take a photo shoot 3 weeks postpartum? It's just crazy to me.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Okay, let's do a Dear DST.
All right, you go for it.
Hi, Sammy and Aileen. I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning and felt like I've grown alongside you during your intuitive eating and body confidence journeys. I truly feel like I'm just chatting with my pals when I listen, so thank you so much for all that you do. On to my dilemma. I've recently gained some weight throughout the pandemic, like I assume most people have, and I find myself constantly going back and forth on being happy in my body. I'm 28 years old, so sometimes I think, hell yeah, I look strong and powerful and feminine. Maybe this was what my body is supposed to look like at this point in life. And other times I think back to a year and a half ago when I was doing intense workouts 4 to 5 times per week and looked a lot more fit, wishing I could be the same size and shape again. I also go back and forth with diet culture thoughts, thinking I should try to restrict what I'm eating, but then I think if I want some fucking ice cream, I should have some fucking ice cream. I guess my question is, how can I tell if the weight I am now carrying is unnecessary or unhealthy and worthy of change versus accepting that this is what my body should look like at this point in life and being happy with it? Any thoughts you would have would be much appreciated. Trying to be body confident, bitch. Welcome to the club.
What do you think? How can she tell?
I think she's still pretty new to intuitive eating. And I think it's almost too soon to tell what her body's like natural place wants to be. Probably. If she's only been doing intuitive eating for about, you know, throughout. Or I don't even know if she's doing, I don't even think she really is doing intuitive eating.
She just said she gained weight.
But it seems like, right. This seems like it is a new thing.
Yeah.
So I think you need to give your body like time to return to its normal routine. There's more intuition here. Like, even if it is unnecessary or unhealthy, like, that's okay. You know, I think over time you'll start to like even out based on getting back to your routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like part of the pandemic weight gain was 100% due to the fact that we were not as active. So maybe you used to do 4 to 5 workouts. Now you're like barely doing 1 or 2. And you're also not doing like the regular move. You also weren't doing like the regular movement that was associated with like going to work, going out to dinner, doing those extra little errands that you would do pre-pandemic. I think that as we get back to like quote unquote regular life and regular routines, what you're doing, how much you're moving will shift. The eating that you have the opportunity to do, like if you're going out more, that might stop late night snacking because you might feel more satisfied. You might start to drink more or less based on like your social life or, you know, just your. I think that as your routine changes, that you're gonna notice body changes again too.
Right. I also think like, having these thoughts are normal, like going back and forth and questioning, like having sort of like very contrasting thought processes, like, yeah, like, oh, I'm so empowered versus, oh, should I go back to dieting and like being small? That is normal. And I feel like the biggest thing is just like giving yourself some space to have those thoughts, and those are okay. And not like judging yourself for having those thoughts. And then it won't really be such a, you don't need to ask yourself this question. Like you don't need to, like there doesn't need right. to be an answer about how do I tell if the weight I'm now carrying is unnecessary or healthy or worthy of change versus accepting my body. You know what I mean? Like it is what it is right now. And I right. think like, if you don't want to go on a diet right now, you don't have to go on a diet right now. Right. Like, I don't think that whether or not you believe that your body is necessary. I think ask yourself, like, what do you want to do in this moment? Right. And sort of go day by day instead of just like being so deep in your head, like asking what would make me happy right now?
Right. And I do think her mindset about like, I feel like I should restrict ice cream, but then I'm like, I should eat the fucking ice cream. I think like listening to yourself, like there's no like, yes, you definitely should eat the ice cream just because like you shouldn't go for the ice cream for the sake of not restricting if you don't actually want it.
Like, right. That's a point of intuitive eating, by the way, is you're still rebelling. That is a point of rebellion where you're going. That's still not intuitive because you're not doing it because you want to do it. You're doing it because of still it's external.
Right. I think if you're, when you're between those two thoughts, the real question to ask yourself there is like, do I want the ice cream right now? Like, do I actually want it? If you're not sure, have a bite. Then be like, do I want more? Have another bite.
Yeah.
And until you decide that you do or don't want it.
or just say like, oh, I could have some ice cream. Maybe I could have it later. Maybe I could wait till a time that I really want it. Like, you don't, it doesn't need to be so intense is what I'm saying. Like, but it is also really normal to sometimes feel these very intensely contrasting feelings.
So, yes, totally normal.
Totally normal. I was actually looking at my phone for a picture and I obviously got into my photo album of like my wedding dresses process of shopping.
That's a torture.
From day one to day wedding. And I was looking at like my before picture, the one that where I like first tried on my dress, the one that I chose. And then later, remember, I got like thinner and thinner and thinner. And then I like put them side by side to be like, wow, look how much weight I lost. And I looked at it for the first, so I looked at my before picture and I was like, I would say I look like that right now. And I was just like, I looked at it with such neutrality. Whereas but then I also was able to take myself into my mind of the really skinny one, Aileen, and looking back and being like, ew, like I can't believe, you know, like being so judgmental of myself at that time. So I compared the two Aileens, the Aileen now looking at same picture versus Aileen then looking at that picture. And I was very proud of myself because I was like, I'm looking at this with just pure, like, there's nothing against this girl. She's great. She looks happy. She picked her dress. Yeah. And it was just like a nice moment. So I just want to say to this girl, like, you might have like this like feelings of intensity at one point, but over time they'll find their way, you know? So
yes. That's definitely true. I mean, looking at those wedding dress try-ons, like, I can't even, like, I was skinnier when I tried the dresses on than I was at my wedding, actually.
Right,
I'm much
right.
thinner than I was now, than I am now. I, like, looking at those photos is actually what shows me that I think I really did or do have an eating disorder. Like, seeing what I looked like and knowing that I thought, oh, you need to be somewhere between 15 and 25 pounds thinner. Like, that's sick.
Well, don't judge yourself. Don't say that's sick. Don't say that's sick. But you're saying that was an unhealthy behavioral process or an unhealthy thought process.
I'm just like a little shocked that I thought that at the time and that like no one was like, you really are wrong.
No one could tell you that. Not because they, not, I mean, could.
I mean, people did say it. No, like, people did say, like,
I mean, it wouldn't matter. No one would.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
I do have a lot of regrets. Like, I wish I still could just, like, be happy with how I had looked and just stayed at that.
Well, life is just one big lesson. A continuous lesson. I mean, there's all those funny ass memes that are like, ugh. I wish I could go back when I thought I was bigger. Just like in fucking.
I'm hardly the only person to have had
like
that
even
thought.
Looking back at like my pictures in high school or like freshman year of college, thinking how much smaller I wanted to be. It's the same kind of shit. Like, you don't really appreciate yourself in that moment. And that's why I feel really proud of myself just generally looking at the picture of myself, which is looks more like now. to look at it and like, meh. And it's all good how you look now and how it's almost healthier, right? Because you're saying back before your mindset was not healthy.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to like characterize my own mindset right now, but I did start my first intuitive eating session yesterday and I got like one really solid tip or thing to work on.
Can you share or no?
I'll share it. I'll definitely share more about like the details of this though in the premium in the bonus episodes because like it's probably will get pretty intensely personal. But for this, so I was telling her how like I'm used to just not eating anything for like a lot of the day and then just only wanting like carbs, like bread, rice, those sort of things.
Yeah.
And she was like, biologically, you probably are doing that because you aren't biologically fed. Like in a like a balanced way. So she's like, when you get hungry in the morning, you should have just, it could be anything, like in any amount, like a protein, a carb, and a fat. And that just see if, like, just experiment whether that takes the edge off of the carb hunger later. And
balanced breakfast.
So my first assignment, yeah, of a balanced breakfast. Yeah. So that is my first assignment, and I'm gonna like see how it feels.
First of all, I just want to say I'm very proud of you to accept that message, because people have told us that in previous episodes.
Yes, past thousands of times.
Have shared with us, how do you take the carb off the pedestal later in the day? Oh, you start with a balanced breakfast. And we didn't want to hear it.
Well, I think that because we were hearing that not as a help message. Well, and
that's
like,
what I mean.
We were hearing that as
that's
like
what I
a,
mean. It sounded like bullshit.
Right. Well, and I didn't want a balanced breakfast because I was like, no, I must save all the calories I can.
That's what I'm saying.
8 p.m.
So that is what my point is. Yeah. That I'm very proud of you and accept it. Because
thank you.
You're valuing the nutrition of the word balanced breakfast.
And on that note, I'm going to make myself one.
What are you going to make?
I am going to probably have an English muffin with cheese, possibly an egg, and some spinach.
That sounds great.
Thank you. I'm going to have to. Another thing I realized is that I'm just so fucking lazy. Like, if someone brought that to me, I'd be like, sure, I'll eat it. But like, there is a part of me that's just like, I don't want to feed me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be responsible for feeding me.
Right. That's what I always say. Avocado toast with an egg is a balanced breakfast.
It is.
That's so balanced.
Like, yeah. I would have avocado, but I don't think ours are ripe at the moment.
Congratulations, Sammy. That's also a win, I would say.
That was actually my win before I decided to talk about my communication triumph.
I think it's a big win too, but I feel like having the context of that win makes that win all much more meaningful. But
much more winning. Okay, now we can go back. After I have breakfast, I'm going to go back to stalking real estate on theagency.com.
Okay.
Theagencyre.com.
Me too. So, I'm like in the midst of like in thinking about my interior design for my new home. I'm so excited.
You got to make it look like 929 Marco Place, quaint and cozy.
I'm going to make it more about Lil Hombly. Anyway, guys, that is our episode. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode. And as always, send us your non-scale wins and your dear DSTs. Email us that at dst@betches.com. Go check out Back for Seconds on the Apple Podcast app. It's just like you go on it and you type in Betches. Honestly, you can just go in DST and like the episode on there will say like subscription. And I think there's a 7-day free trial. So you can try that as well. Whatever. Do that. You can follow us. I'm at Aileen. Sammy's at Sammy. At Diet Starts Tomorrow. Obviously, go follow us. Join the Facebook group, DSTers, Diet Starts Tomorrowers. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.